verse 20, 12 and verse 4, Isaiah, and see what Isaiah is saying about praising God. Amen. One who, amen, love God, one who will be concerned about God. Amen. When I said be when? Be concerned about God. Amen. Isaiah, the prophet, the eager-eyed prophet. What was he? Was the eager-eyed? What the eager-eyed is, amen, who can see things. And see things. Isaiah, praise God, amen, but just like an eagle. He's symbolic as an eagle. An eagle, praise God, the eagle is a what? What is the eagle? Y'all listen to me, I'm not going to talk. Praise God, seeing an eagle can sit down, be down, and fly down in the low places, and he can look up, amen, into the sky, into the other side of the moon, the other side of the sun. Come on here now, he can see, amen, things are going to happen. Amen. Now it wasn't nothing like the forecaster, amen, of the weather, you know, someone that telling you about the weather. Amen. He was better than that. Said better than the forecaster and brought it. Amen. Only sometimes he says something and he miss it. That's the reason why I'm saying it. What I say, sometimes he broadcasts the weather and he misses it. Amen. But the eagle don't miss it because, amen, he has an eye of an eagle. And he can see on the other side. See, weather folks, they can't see on that. They go by what the computer said. All right, y'all listen to me. They go by what? What the computer says, see, everything computerized now. Huh? Yep. Amen. But the eagle, amen, Isaiah said he is the eagle-eyed prophet. The eagle-eyed prophet. Otherwise, he can see things before it happens. In the 12th chapter and the full verse. Somebody got it? Somebody going to read for me? Amen. And in that day shall ye say.
In that day
ye shall say.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. In that day ye shall say. In what day? In the day of now that we are living in.
Amen.
In the year of 2000 and when? 2004. The day. Amen. Because tomorrow ain't got here yet. Then this year ain't got here yet. Amen. And the year. Amen. In that day, amen, shall ye say. It's time. Look at somebody and say, it's time to say.
It's time to say.
It's time to say. It's time to say. Amen. And what you going to say?
Praise the
Lord. He gonna say praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the praises we should give unto the Lord. We're gonna say in that day, we're gonna say in this day, which we're living in now, amen, in 2004. Amen. We're going to say, amen, praise the Lord. When we meet somebody down the street, we're going to say, praise the Lord. Amen. When we go on our job, we're going to say, praise the Lord. When we go to school, we're going to praise the Lord. When you get up in the morning, we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to say in this day. Now, he said in that day. Now, we say in this day. In this day, which we live in this dispensation, which we live in today. Amen. We're going to say, praise the Lord. Isaiah, praise God. We're talking Isaiah chapter 12 and verse, amen, 4. Praise God. Amen. In that day, he said here, in Isaiah, he said, the prophet is saying, amen. But the prophet of Willie-hearted is saying, in this day. In this day, amen, we shall say, praise the Lord. Amen. All of the praises and honor belongs to God. To God. Amen. We're going to say praise the Lord. All right. And
call upon his
name. Call upon what a mighty name. Amen. Going to call upon God's name, the Lord's name. Amen. The Lord of Lords, the host of hosts, the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to call upon the Lord's name in this day. In no other day. Praise God. Amen. In this day, which is, amen, the Thursday before the New Year. Last Thursday, rather, before the New Year. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to give the honor, all of the honor, and all of the glory unto the Lord. So praise the Lord. Amen. All right. And do what else we're going to do?
Call upon his name.
Amen. Praise God. In the year of 2004, amen, we are going to do what? We're going to call upon the Lord. Amen. In the year of 2004, we ain't going backward now. Come on here now. We're going forward now. Amen. 2005. That's right. We're going forward. Not forward, but we're going. Amen. In 2005, we're going. Amen. We're going forward. We're going to go forward. We're going to reach the higher heights and the deeper depths in Christ Jesus. Amen. And doing what? In calling upon him,
his name.
Upon the name of the Lord. Amen. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's the right name that we ought to call upon.
Yes, yes.
Because there is no other name that is given unto man wherein we must be saved, but at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee. Tomorrow night and into, amen, New Year Day, praise God, we're going to call upon the Lord. And after that, we're going to call upon the Lord.
Yes.
Upon the name of the Lord, praise God, because his name is a strong tower. We ain't going to call upon, amen, the president. We ain't going to call upon the vice president. We ain't going to call upon, praise God, the Virgin Mary. We ain't going to call upon the priest or the pope. But we're going to call ye upon the Lord. Because his name is precious. His name is worthy to be praised. And worthy to be praised, praise God. Going to call upon his name and do what? Amen. Call upon his name.
And declare the doings among the people.
Now, listen what he's saying. You're going to declare, amen, the doings.
His doings.
His doings.
Among the people.
We're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about the Lord. We're going to tell the people, praise God, what the Lord is doing for us. Amen. In the 2005. Said 2005. Amen. We are going to do it. What are we going to do? We're going to declare his doing. Amen. Among the people. We're going to talk about, amen, what the Lord has did for you and when.
2005.
In 2000. What he did in 2004. Amen. If he opened the door for you, you're going to tell somebody about that door that he opened. If he healed your body, then you're going to tell somebody about the healing. You know, if he blessed you, praise God, amen, with a refrigerator, Lord have mercy. If he blessed you with a refrigerator, you're going to tell the doings of the Lord. I couldn't get this refrigerator on my own. And I couldn't get that suit, amen, and on my own that I got for Christmas.
Yeah,
I didn't have no money, but somebody, amen, saw and some good in me and blessed me with the, amen, with the suit.
All right.
Amen. I'm going to declare, amen, the doings of the Lord, his doings, to the people.
All right.
Amen. I'm going to tell somebody, going to testify, going to witness to somebody.
Right.
That's what he's talking about. I'm going to witness to somebody.
Yes.
In the year of 2005, praise God. Amen. On tomorrow night, amen. And then I want to see and I want to hear, amen, the witness of God.
Yes.
Amen. Tell somebody, praise God, what God done for you in this year.
Yes.
Amen. And then when the year that is coming in, amen, 2005, then we can follow it on. Tell us somebody what the Lord done for me. Praise God. I would not have been here. Amen. If it was not without the Lord. Amen. I would be dead and gone without the Lord. Amen. And that what they're doing, I'm declaring the doing of God. Amen. I'm telling the people, praise God. Amen. It's not my doing and not the doctor's doing. Doctor didn't do it. Come on here now. Amen. Praise God. Not his wisdom, but it's the wisdom of God. The knowledge of God. Amen. I'm going to declare, amen, the doing. Amen. Among the people. And they're going to make when?
Make mention.
I'm going to look at it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to make mention. I'm going to make mention, amen, that he is great. He is the greatest one that is healed. That none is like him. Amen. Nobody can do what he did for me, what he did for me. He can do, amen, for you the same that he did for me. The man said, James Cleveland said, amen, there was a man was standing, was sitting by the wayside. Praise God. And then a man, the Christian came by. When the Christian came by, and he was telling about what all the Lord had done for him, the man said, I'd like for you to tell me something that what the Lord can do for me.
All right.
Amen. What he can do for me. You know, he did all that for you. What he can do for me. Amen. That's right. Amen. I want to know what the Lord done, and it's in our power, and in our, amen, grace, amen, that we are delivered something to tell somebody that, amen, what God can do for them. If he did so much for you, amen, mother, little thing, y'all tell somebody what God can do for them. Amen. Don't just keep testifying, amen, what God did for you. Amen. But tell somebody what God can do for them.
Yes.
Amen. If he did it for me, if he healed my body.
Yes.
Amen. From a heart attack. Come on here now.
Right.
Amen. If he healed my body, praise God, when I couldn't talk. Amen. I couldn't talk I couldn't lift my feet. I couldn't walk. Come on here. God did it. Amen. I couldn't lift my hands up. God did it. I was paralyzed on one side. Praise God. I couldn't, amen, move. Praise God. But God did it. Now, if he did it for me, he can do it for me. God don't have no respect of person. Tell the folks, tell them. Amen. What God can do for them. Amen. Praise God. So, in him, make me.
Make mention that his name is exalted.
No, what we need to do, we need to make mention
that his name is exalted.
Amen, praise God. That nobody can reach it.
All right.
Amen, praise God. Amen, your medical special cannot reach it.
Yes.
Amen, he's the greatest thing
that
ever has been. I know that's right, praise God. Praise God. He can do a surgeon operation, don't have to put no kind of, amen, scar on it. Don't need no scar. But the doctor have to leave a scar. Amen. But, amen, this man can operate on you, praise God. He can remove a tumor. He can remove, praise God, whatever is down there, blood clot. Praise God. All we have to do, amen, believe it and receive it. Amen. Mention it. If he did it for you, mention it. Mention it. Mention it. We was on a few days ago. We were going through The people that are going through, praise God, the blood, amen, of course, of our family. We mentioned that the other day, but that don't have to be.
Yes.
If we get into God and do what God say,
right,
God can remove it. Get God's blood.
Yes.
Make sure we got it. Make sure we saved. Make sure we got the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. If we make sure we got it, praise God, God going to do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to heal our body. Heal our body. Praise God. All right, Randy, I'm coming in.
Sing unto the Lord.
Now, what we got to do, we got to sing unto the Lord now after we do all of this. All of this. All of this. Amen. Sister Wilson, then we need to do what?
Sing unto the Lord.
Sing unto the Lord. Sing a little. Otherwise, amen. Singing brings on when? Singing brings on what? Bring on happiness. Happiness. Amen. When you just keep on, amen, looking down and down and all, you know, because you got an egg here and an egg down and an egg down, you ain't going to have no joy. Amen, praise God. What you're doing, you're giving in to your hurt. And you all not giving to your hurt. Because you kind of God can do anything but to fail. Amen. As long as we still on this earth, we're going to have some hurt. I don't care what nobody says. We're going to have some hurt. Amen. But when we get this man on our side, then he's something to heal us and to do what he say he gonna do.
Amen.
I was praying tonight when I come in here, and saying unto the Lord, you said if your people which call by your name, if they shall humble themselves and pray, humble themselves. We got to do first thing first so we can get there. Humble yourself. Be humble. Humble yourself. Then pray. Then seek his face. Otherwise, seek the word. Get into the word. That's the reason why we're not getting what we asking the Lord for. Because we're not doing according to the Bible. Amen. Seek his face. Amen. Seek his face. Amen. And then he said he will hear from heaven. What are you going to do? Then he's going to hear from heaven. Amen. Praise God. After he talked to the Lord and tell the Lord about it, then he's going to hear from heaven. And then, amen. And then he's going to turn around. He's going to heal. When? Heal our land. Amen. And we were talking the other day, my wife and I, we were talking the other day, amen, about all of the fruit and all these things. Praise God. The people charging you so much money for all this stuff, and amen, because God done cursed the ground. He done cursed the earth.
Yes.
Things are not growing. Amen. The brother called up from down in Georgia and said, amen, he got around about 14 or 15 of pecan trees. There wasn't nothing on there. Get about two or three off the tree of all those trees. 15 or 16 trees, pecan trees. Amen. And he used to praise God. And when the pecan season was there, he pick up, amen, baskets and crocusites, amen, full of pecan. And then you go down and sell them. You get sometimes, amen, $30, $35, $40, $50, $200, $300 for pecan. Amen. We're going to get for two or three this year. And everybody, he said, that around in that area and went out, amen. Brother Willis told me that he ain't got no pick on. Amen. And then if those that do did get some pick on, they ain't no good. They ain't no good. Amen. Praise God. So the earth is being cursed and it'll be called, amen. We're not doing according to what God said in word. Amen. My people, if they will pray and seek my face and turn away from their weak ways, and then what I hear from heaven, and I heal their land. Amen. That they can get some growth. You know, y'all think about that? You think about that. After a while, I may not live long, but after a while, everything going to be cursed. You're going to be able to. Amen. A lot of things that we know about, and all things we know about, amen, and cranberries and all those kind of things. You don't see much of that, all those things now. Because the ground is being cursed. Amen. So now what we're going to do now, we're going to
make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord.
Now we're going to sing unto the Lord. Amen. Not sing. Don't sit down to the Lord, but sing unto the Lord. Make merry. Amen to the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. Rejoice. Amen. Doesn't matter how you feel. Amen. Praise God. When you sing unto the Lord, and then it will bring joy.
Yes, it will.
It'll bring joy. Praise God. You don't have to be down in the dumps. Amen. All right, read, daughter, and I'm coming in.
For he has done excellent things.
Now, he has did what?
Excellent things.
God has did excellent things. Amen. He did excellent things. And he done excellent things for us. Amen. But see, we're going so fast. The world is going so fast that they don't even notice about what the Lord actually really doing for you. Now, only there's a